For many single parents, the pandemic has been crushing. Single-parent households are reporting higher levels of stress and anxiety than other types of households, according to research from the University of Oregon. School and childcare once provided safety nets that now seem so much thinner. From member station WHYY, Avi Wolfman-Arendt tells us that story through the eyes of one mom who has spent the last year fighting to keep her family together and her kids in school.
I met Tiffany Zabera in the fall for a story about virtual learning. She was a 30-year-old single mom of four living in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and she was struggling in that way where there's too much going on and not enough time to do it.
Sorry, I'm in my car.
This is from September.
No, I'm not driving. It's fine. It's just my kids are, you know, it's like a quiet place.
Tiffany's biggest worry back then was online school. She was working odd hours at a diner and trying to keep Cadence, her rambunctious first grader, focused on virtual classes.
She'll be like sitting in her chair, stomping her feet a little bit, but it's more of like a frustration. Like it's not anger. You can tell it's frustration.
But behind that computer screen, for Cadence and for so many other kids struggling to learn online, there's a deeper story. Learning from home. It's a notion that assumes there's a home to learn in.
What I thought was a low, you know, eventually got lower.
A year ago, Tiffany was making $55,000 managing a small pizza restaurant. She was sharing a house with her four daughters and a roommate who was helping her watch the kids. COVID changed everything, almost immediately. First, she lost her job.
They fired me because I couldn't devote the time and I couldn't, as they put it, keep up with my responsibilities because of how much it just became with the kids being home and on virtual.
In May, she says her landlord died from COVID-19. And then right after we spoke in September, her landlord's children decided to sell the house. Tiffany got a lower-paying job as a line cook at a diner. She found another house with roommates in the same school district. But within a week, she discovered that the roommate watching her one-year-old daughter during the day was drinking heavily.
I didn't know. I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't know what to do. I'd never been in that position before. I was afraid to ask for help.
Her two oldest children went to live with their father. She was short on money and out of options.
And then my two younger kids were with me in my car.
For about a month, they lived in her sedan, usually parking outside hotels at night. Tiffany felt like a failure. She'd grown up in foster care, and she didn't want to tell anyone about her homelessness because she feared her kids would be taken away. The home where her ex lived didn't have internet, and her two older daughters stopped going to school. Finally, a school truancy officer tracked Tiffany down.
She's like, the only reason you would lose your kids right now is if you don't get help.
The truancy officer steered Tiffany to a social services agency, which helped set her up in a hotel room. She also landed a union job on a construction road crew that pays $20 an hour. And on the day we spoke in mid-March, Tiffany got the call she was waiting for. The agency had found a landlord who would rent her a house.
You know, the basis of my parenting has always been to try, you know, even if they don't have it as good as some other kids, you know, they know that they didn't have it that bad. But then with this year and everything that happened, you know, they were homeless. They were living in a car, you know. Then we living in a hotel in one room with five people. So those are the memories I wish that they didn't have.
Things are getting better, though. Her first grader returned to in-person classes in February.
She loves school. She's so excited about it. You know, she loves it. She calls it real school.
And recently, her daughter wrote a full sentence for the first time with proper punctuation.
It said, I love you, Mommy. You're the best.
Tiffany says this year has given her new perspective. 12 months ago, she was living a stable life in a middle-class suburb. She knows how fast that can disappear. But she also knows that if she's willing to seek help, she can make it back.
And I guess that's what keeps me going because I know it will get better. I know it will get better because I'm going to make it get better no matter what I have to do.
It's going to get better. Tiffany says that a lot. It's sort of her mantra. And finally, after this brutal year, it feels true. For Here and Now, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.